All right, welcome to episode Tippy Tow. I have no idea what the fuck. And today, man, I just went through an incredible heart-based experience. I'm not going to go into the specifics of it, but I'm going to go into one of the revelations that I got from it. The saying that came to me through my intuition is just because a cell has a membrane doesn't mean that it doesn't act in league with other cells like it. And just because a cell is a certain type of cell doesn't mean it does not act in league and in accordance with different types of cells, meaning the human body. And lately, I've definitely been thinking about, actually was watching a few weeks ago. I was watching a video essay on YouTube from Wisecrack. Shout out to Wisecrack; they're really dope. About Grant Morrison's philosophy. Grant Morrison, if you're not familiar with him, he's an incredible Aquarian comic book writer that really pushes the boundaries of what comics can do. He's very much breaking the fourth wall is an understatement, and he calls himself a chaos magician and all that stuff. Basically, he has a very, very unique view of the universe, but to sum it down to one concept, it's that seeing every human being, he basically sees every human being as a cell within the body of humanity, as a living reality, not as something that is a theory or a heady philosophy. It's something that he appears to truly live. And I took that into myself, and I was like, this is something that I might want to. I mean, it's not like I didn't, conceptualize that, or I haven't, thought about that, contemplated that in my life. It's just that now it's so much more important than ever to adopt that as a living reality and not just as a theory or a philosophy or a revolution or a social movement, because these things are limited by the human ego. And it's just important to just make love a living reality for yourself. Self-love a living reality. It doesn't need to be in a fucking magazine with Will Smith on the cover. No disrespect to Will Smith at all. But it doesn't need to have it be in a fucking magazine with a celebrity on the cover in order for it to be, spread worldwide. It's definitely a help, in the natural movement that is love. I mean, movement as in like in terms of like a social movement, but love is what we all are. That's the core of who and what we are. So there's no, once love decides to, hey, I'm coming through, there's no social movement that needs to be created for it. It's just going to come through, and it's up to humanity to really embrace it and learn how to translate it through our ego experience, meaning the experience of feeling separate, feeling like a separate human being. We need to channel love through that experience until we no longer feel that we're separate. There's a sense of separateness, but there's also a sense, there should be a sense of being tied to all of humanity. And that's something that I feel subconsciously every day. Let me know in the comments. I think there's a way that you can like record what you think of this episode. So it would really be awesome if I could hear what you guys think of this episode, because this is about to be really lit. So in this podcast episode, I just want to talk about how, it's extremely important that we as humans come together, man. I'm seeing so many movements and social revolutions that are coming up, and how, this ideology is separate from that ideology. And we think that it's some kind of, innovative or novel renaissance when it's not. I mean, human beings have, come up with movements, social movements, political movements, religious movements for many, many thousands of years. And we thought that it was the thing, and we come right back to the same old shit. We're killing each other for no good fucking reason. And at this point, with all the technology that's coming out, and the internet and all that stuff, it's really shifting our consciousness to a whole other level where our influence, at least in the what our perceived influence, is greater than it's ever been in the recent history, I would say, within the past handful of thousands of years, because humans think that, we're Homo sapiens are only 10,000 years old, which is ludicrous. But let's just say in the last 5, maybe possibly 10,000 years, which I think even 10,000 years ago, you're probably a lot more technologically and spiritually advanced than we are now. But in the last 5,000 years, I probably would say, we're just in a space where we have a lot of power. And with great power comes great responsibility. And it's so important that we understand how connected we are, not just in a fairy, fairy, la-di-da-di sense, where we don't pay attention to how politics works or how, human psychology works, but to really appreciate that in tandem with how the political system works, and also to transcend that, because there's a lot of stupid red tape in many of the institutions of, human society. And we need to be able to appreciate that, but we also need to be able to transcend it, because this is what we call the real world. Nobody gives a shit about you. You have to fend for yourself. And it's just like, man, we're living in a time where we had better give a fuck about each other. We don't have to hold each other's hand through every single little fucking thing, but we have to give a shit about each other on some level. And because we're all we've got, man. I mean, if we're alone in the universe, then we're all we've got. And people talking about Mars and colonizing Mars. They're not talking about yo ass going to Mars. You doing the 9 to 5 or whatever you're doing, you regular working class person. They're not talking about you going to Mars. They're talking about the financial elite going to Mars, at least at first. So this is the only planet we've got. We're the only people we've got. I'm not a perfect person. I'm working on myself, but at least I know I got to work on myself, right? So, the idea came to me with the cells, and there's cells, there's tissues, there are organs, and there are systems, and they all work in harmony, And I think of all the different religions or political stances or what have you, or philosophies, ideologies, as like the different kinds of cells, like muscle cells, skeletal cells, nervous cells, circulatory blood cells, and then there are different, categories of cells within those types of cells. And but they all work in unison. The blood cells work with the muscle cells, because without the blood cells, the muscle cells would have no fucking oxygen. And no fucking cell would have oxygen. Without the nervous system, none of it would work. It's like it's just basically the power cell for the whole damn thing. Without the muscle cells, it's like you wouldn't be able to move. Without the skeletal cells, you'd just be a blob in the corner somewhere. So it's just like seeing how all those systems work together, even though they're different, how they work together interdependently in many ways. Because I say interdependently because, according to modern, public forum science, we all started off as unicellular organisms. And so, any multicellular arrangement is an interdependent system, because the cell by itself is pretty independent. It goes out, stimulus, it goes and eats, it poops, it breathes, it does whatever. But for it to come together and form a human body that your consciousness works through, that's a blessing. And it's only because of unity that you can exist as a physical being in this realm. It's really incredible. So I just wanted to let you guys know that. And I would say every day, find a way, just in one moment throughout the day, find a way to honor the idea, the truth that you, as a physical being, are merely a cell in the body that is humanity, and merely a cell in the organism that is, Mother Earth. You are merely a cell, dude. And everything that you go through, it's important. And at the same time, sometimes your little bullshit can be put aside, and you have to you gotta transcend your own bullshit so that you can work in harmony with others, and we can actually have a peaceful world. Instead of complaining about politics or politicians, they are a cell in the body that they don't have any more influence than You do. It appears that way. But that's only because a mass of people that actually have more power than the one person that might be considered, a monarch or a leader in political office. Actually, the people have more power than that person has, because as soon as all those people are pissed off.
Whoops. I hope it's still recording. Sorry about that. I dropped my phone. But as long as the people are still, if all those people
Are pissed enough, or they're unified in one movement, in one perception of how reality should be, not necessarily being mad at the politician, because it's like they're a cell in the same body that we are in, but to all be unified and say, hey, we need to unify, we need to create a peaceful world, no more of this war bullshit, bring out all the technology that you've been hiding, stop bullshitting us. Let's just create a peaceful world. That's what we want. So, anyway, I'm gonna stop it at 11:11 because that's dope. And I love you guys. Peace.